And now, broadcasting directly to your personal devices, it's the Topper Sports Podcast, featuring our founder and CEO, Topper. Also featuring Commissioner Lenny Alba. And last but not least, the head of officiating, a.k.a. the dirtiest player in the game, Rapier. And without further ado, let's go!
Back up in your ass with the resurrection. Is the group harder than an erection that shows no affection? They want to ban us on Capitol Hill.
All alone, it was a ghetto. Your team sucks. I hit record and I go, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Topper Sports League Podcast, playoff edition. So I guess we don't really have to worry about if it's week 9, week 10, who the hell cares. It's literally in between the playoff weeks. More than half the league is eliminated, so they don't have games. But it's exciting and sad at the same time, of course, because that means it's going to be a slightly longer time before we have football games. As always, I'm your host, Joe Kay. I am joined by our good friend and the guy who just puts way too much time into this league, Topper Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing well.
All right. You're doing well, but your car isn't.
My car's not.
So tell me what happened to you on the way home from football really, really quick.
Got about a mile within my house and saw a deer ready to commit suicide.
So you hit a deer, and my biggest question for you is, so you hit a deer on Saturday night.
Yep.
It is now Monday because we had to record. Sorry we had to wait an extra day, everybody, but Father's Day happened, so I think that's acceptable.
It's acceptable.
So I pull up, and where the deer hit your car, because you didn't really hit it. I'm sure, did the deer run into you?
Oh, yeah, that thing jumped. Front.
There's still deer fur stuck in your car everywhere. Why have you not at least, like, plucked it out?
Well, I had to do all the pictures this morning.
Oh, is that everything? Company, so. So the fur made it more legit.
Extra detail.
Yeah,
I guess that's fair.
There was blood on it yesterday till the rain this morning.
You did. No, this is real. He sent us like the blood pictures. We were like, all right, cool. Jeff Kroll thanked him for it. It was funny. So the laughter of people who you don't know. Well, God, I don't know which one of you introduced, because historically right. I would introduce her first, but
that's good.
You get the introduction first. Screw it. Yeah. She plays for Itches and O's. She's married to an individual who we're going to get to in a second. You guys might know him if you've been paying attention to any article, podcast, Facebook, war.
Anything.
What do? Lauren Moser's with us. Hello, Lauren. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm spectacular, like I said. I didn't hit any deer, so my life's doing a little bit better. How are you enjoying the league? I know you're going to get into it. I know. I know.
It's intense.
It is.
But we're winning, so can't complain.
You guys are definitely winning, that's for sure.
Yeah, so far so good. Hopefully this week can continue that streak that we're on. But, yeah, I mean, we love football. We've been doing it now for about 8 years, I think, since we've been starting our dating. He got me into it, and so we really enjoy it. It's part of our Saturday, and we like doing it.
I'm believing it.
Football is a great...
Everything.
Fun. Yeah,
pick up
totally.
Line type thing. If you don't know the girl, hey, you want to play football?
You laugh about that, but we've had a running joke for, I don't know, it's got to be like 10 years at this point, that anytime we meet a new female, it's just like, hey, can you catch a football?
Yeah.
That was his exact words.
And look how happy you are.
Funny story, I broke my pinky the very first game that he brought me on
first
to
pass.
Play. And the quarterback of that team was like, hey, can she catch? Yeah, she could catch. He throws me one warm-up pass. I broke my pinky.
Did you catch it, though?
I did, but I caught it with my pinky, like, bent.
She actually bent her pinky here, and it kind of like, threw me off for a minute. But the he in question is, I guess, the one that people might want to hear from as the dogs fart. The dogs not fart. They're definitely fighting and playing and doing all that stuff as we are at Topper's Dog Park here, which... I regret not telling you sooner. We'd have, what, 5 dogs here just playing
around?
Yeah,
could have brought all 3 of ours.
He's the quarterback of Itches and O's. He has definitely been a lightning rod of controversy. Well, I don't know if I'd call it controversy, but it's been a lot of fun for sure.
Totally.
Steve Moser is here. Finally, after what, like 3 weeks of trying to get this to happen?
Yeah.
I totally shouldn't
have bailed the first week.
You bailed the first week, which is on you, and then you...
Second week,
you ditched us for Mo's tournament, so that's...
We won, though.
I feel like when you were introduced, like old school Buffalo Bills fans, Brian Cox coming out of the tunnel.
Yes, just giving the middle finger to everybody. It's true. Like if we were in the studio, Jimmy would have played like Stone Cold's music.
Oh, yeah.
Just, oh my God. Steve, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm good. I'm glad I finally got to.
I'm glad here. You're here too. Totally. So I mean, we kind of heard a little bit from Lauren about how you got. So how did you get involved with football? Because you obviously got her involved in it. So how long have you been playing for?
Only a session or two before her.
Really? So like 9 years or
something? You guys didn't start in my league, right?
No. So I did CrossFit when I was like 20, 21.
Yeah,
19, 20.
And, how did that go?
I loved it. I was in the best shape of my life doing that.
How long did you do CrossFit for?
4 years, 3-4 years.
Why'd you give it up?
It's CrossFit.
Went on vacation. You can't come back from a vacation and keep working out. I mean, that's...
you probably already can tell in some capacity, I'm an extremely competitive human being.
No way.
Yeah, so like, I couldn't do CrossFit casually, so I had to do it to compete. And like, to do that, it's just...
It's your life.
It's your life, and I just didn't want to.
I agree. I had an ex-girlfriend who started CrossFit while we were dating, and she just, like, it just completely took it over.
But, I mean, I was in incredible shape. I loved it.
Do you have abs and stuff?
I did, yeah.
Well, I see why you stuck around now for this long.
Right, now she's just
all
stuck
about
with
that
me
dad
now.
Now she's just stuck. It's fine. It's fine. It happened to the best of us. So that's actually a really good lead-in to your competitiveness, because like, that's just where it comes from. So you've just always been hyper-competitive then?
Yeah, I just...
It's just where you are. That's fine. There's a lot of people that are like that. That's super cool.
Right.
All right, so then how did you get involved with coming to Toppers then? Ooh, this is even better. Continue, please.
Yeah, so it's kind of the same situation as now. I just, Game On kind of did some things that I didn't enjoy. And most of it came down to, like, refs. And it just, I'm a very, like, numbers person. So,
that's
like,
fair.
When I know rules and they get messed up, it just bugs me to know, like, I'll not sleep that night if I a game
kidding.
Room is ruined.
He's not kidding.
Yeah,
this, this is why we need the video cast for her face.
So
not kidding.
We just kind of said, you know what, we're gonna go try Topper.
Right.
We also heard that Topper was a little bit more competitive, and our teammates were
Lauren,
pretty intense.
Lauren Riley,
like,
were over at Topper. Obviously, so.
Right, yeah, we had Blaine too, and he, you know, defensively, like
the guy from Juiced.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
They were all on. They were our team.
Well, that's that was something else I wanted to ask, because you guys played with them last year, and then they just said, "Screw it, we're splitting." Or
so
like,
he wanted to. So Blaine ended up one of the seasons. I think it was our first season with you guys in the spring or summer, whenever it was. He kind of just never showed.
Okay, that's
and
fair.
Like, as you know from our team, you've played on our team 3 times. We very rarely have guys.
Right.
So him not coming.
He had a kid, and I think...
Yeah,
like,
which I'm not blaming him.
It's a legit excuse.
Yeah, so we were just always short, and then he wanted to start his own team after winter, and...
And the rest of our team were his friends, so you can't blame them. I mean, you're going to go with your friend. Totally understandable.
They just started the team, and it's okay.
Well, I'd say things worked out for you guys.
Right.
I mean, Inches and O's has been really, really good. I mean, I know, like you said, I played a few times for you this year, like 2 or 3 times, and I've had fun every time we've won. It's been a good time, but... The personnel has been pretty cool. I mean, you guys have a team of people that have been around for a little bit. I mean, it's all your sisters and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like Laura, and then
Riley.
And then, of course, I mean, like, Jeremy Strait's always around, and I've known Robert Lee for well over a decade. We play hockey together for forever.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's
I brought him on, yeah.
me and Robert, I've known him for forever. Yeah, so that's why it was super cool to, like, play alongside him, too. And then who else is on your team?
That's it.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's you're right.
Lean operations.
We Iron Man
every
game.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, I've noticed.
So yeah,
we used to be Family Feud and some dudes for a reason.
Right.
Guys are the dudes.
So we had like Laura's husband was on the team back in the day. My brother, I think, when we first started the team. But then their work schedules changed, so they couldn't come on. So yeah, it's always a struggle getting guys for each season.
Brother's
but
always looking for a team.
Well, he's not Atlanta, that's for sure. It's so weird. I feel like you guys have the opposite problem of most teams, because like most teams just struggle.
People.
No, they struggle to find girls. Like guys are usually like never the problem. There's always like some person.
I got lucky.
He's got two athletic sisters, and
my sisters are.
I know, and when you pull off your, we'll call them antics for right now.
Yeah, sure.
Well, like I said, she's stuck with you, and the other two are bound
to,
by blood, so it's great.
Right. What are they going to tell me?
Right.
I'm leaving. Like,
So let's get into your little antics, because you've had quite a whirlwind season, so to speak. I mean, as we're here, and it's cool. You just did that. Nice, it's fun. Like, from what I can recall, so I know like there was something in the beginning that happened with like the rules about something about the roster, trying to ask somebody to play earlier, but it was like past the deadline.
Sure.
But two rules sort of like semi contradicted each other, and that was.
Loopholes. That's just life.
That's true. That's definitely how it works. But
I don't even know how you guys remember this stuff.
It's totally. And I
because
told
I
her,
had to talk to Travis about it.
I know.
I remember.
I told her, like, I'm like, he's right, but it does lead into a loophole that I'm just going to argue just for the sake of arguing.
If you need someone to edit your rule books or anything, yeah, Steve I'll will totally. Do it because...
Like, yeah. Why wouldn't we?
Because he'll find all the loopholes.
First of all, the rule book for a co-ed touch recreational...
Yeah, no, totally. It's like, what are we doing here?
Yeah,
100%. But
yes, definitely go through it and point out any contradictions.
I told her.
That's like, your homework. I want you to go through her.
He'll catch them.
If you guys ever know anything about me, I don't know the rules.
Right. Well,
no, Travis has Lenny.
Travis is like, you know, you can't add somebody after the first week. And I'm like, well, technically, you have no idea when I added him because my roster didn't have to be in until week 3, technically. I mean, I know it says I had to send an initial roster, but it also says under that I can add and subtract up until the first week.
Sure. And so I was on the other part of that. This is actually, I think that happened before. Well,
maybe that was the first.
Yeah, it was like the first. Yeah, that, before the first games or after?
No, it was after.
So it was after.
It was like week 2. Yeah.
I was definitely arguing it because I see where you're coming from. Because, all right, so for people who weren't paying attention because they don't pay attention to the rules, like, you know, the person who owns the league here. the rule is pretty simple. Like, everybody knows your roster gets finalized after week 3. You can't add anybody to it after that. Well, since we did the updated rule thing where people can play on more than one team, there was a rule about adding somebody who was already on another roster on the team, and that was supposed to be you needed that in before the season started.
Before week 1, yes.
So you can see how there can immediately be confusion there if it's not put in the same place, which, again, we updated the rules kind of semi on the fly because of the COVID stuff and like all this other stuff. So like it just... Again, it's a co-ed football league. Like, people have everything else going on. You get it. You're not even arguing it. You're
totally not arguing it.
So like, but to the... average at-home listener right now, you can easily see where that becomes like a problem, and then it's like you can't say specifically like, well, no, this is exactly how it is, so it just becomes like this big clusterfuck, basically, is what it becomes. So we moved on from that.
Yeah.
Engineers moved on from that, and you guys played well throughout the season. Like I said, you finished 7-2, and you ended up first overall, and anybody who put that into question, well, I know that they put up 61 points this week, and were one of the only top seeds that looked really, really good, so we'll get into the playoff stuff really soon. And then the other thing happened, let's just talk about the other big one. So Free Ballers, I don't know how, were beating you guys. Yeah, oh, okay. I don't even know how.
I they can't. Well, this is just a great discussion we can
so,
have.
So I really want to know. So it was 51-0, and I know you guys called the game early or something. And this was the week of the JKSL, too, so you weren't even around.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was that weekend, and I was getting ready to go play. I had to go throw for Lenny's Ladies. And as I'm walking on the field, because I came from the bar after my first game, I just see you and Travis just going at it head to head. And somebody's like, hey. And somebody looked at me and goes, hey, JKSL, you got to go take care of this. I'm like, I got a game to throw. I don't know what this is about. I'm not even going to jump into it right now. But so, like, what exactly happened that day?
So the game was just, I mean, we just got destroyed. Like, from the onset, it was just... And I told her, I'm like, I don't know who beat them, but that was not a D4 team that we played that day. That team was insane.
They were incredible.
Yeah, insane. And, like, that's coming from, you know, we're pretty good. I mean, we're a D4 team.
It wasn't just interceptions that, like, okay, they were nuts. The girl tipped it. They were, like, picking stuff off the ground practically.
Yeah, I had about 8 interceptions that game. It had to be. Wow. And a half. That's why I called it a half. I'm like, yeah, sure, I'm good. I'll go home. Like, it's just, I'm good.
8 interceptions and a half. So no wonder why you were already ornery at the time.
I'm okay with losing. Like, I don't enjoy it, but, like, you know, and like you said, losing's losing. Like, that happens. So,
right, of course.
But, like I said earlier, I'm a very, like, rule person.
Sure.
And, you know, Billy...
No, why does it always...
Yeah, I mean, I already know just from this week that there was an issue with him on the playoffs or whatnot, so...
With Free Ballers and Cunning Stunts.
Yeah,
things happen for... No, wasn't it the Angels?
I don't know. They were playing when we were playing.
Angels. Okay.
Yeah. Was it? Well, okay.
But, you know, like, a blocking call is a blocking call. It's, if somebody runs in front of... If somebody has the ball and you're in front of them, you have to stop. Like, there's no...
And I can attest to that, because I was rushing, so it was a quick pass. I was the one going to tag, and I got completely...
Just cut off.
Like, I couldn't, you know, and it's...
And Billy's like, you know, it's a judgment call. And I'm like, no, it's really not. If somebody... Like, I get it. If somebody's way over there running and the ball's over here, like, that's fine to me. But if it's even within...
He said it was a quick pitch and the person next to them couldn't have known that it was released at that point. But you're right next to them and you cut in front of them. Like, you knew, you know?
Right. No, I mean, like, there's definitely plays like that where, it's, of course, people run pick plays. We get it. Like, It's football.
We run them.
Exactly.
That's literally one of my best plays.
If you're not doing it, you're not trying. But I can also see, like, on this rule in particular, like, you could be running your route, and before you know it, like, a million times I'm running, like, a route. Sure. And I turn around, like, oh, the play's already happening behind
me. Right, step on someone's toe.
Sure.
Well, I stepped on your entire foot, and still didn't work, so what does it matter? But, yeah, no, I like, that doesn't, like, I get it. Like, so, knowing the rules is hard. I understand it.
Right. And the worst my part thing is, in that is, like, if I pay you... You know, and I get it. It's rec football, but like we said earlier, like, I'm hyper-competitive. Like, if I know the rules as a quarterback, I would expect the refs to fully know the rules.
Sure. And honestly, I had it wrong this entire time because my – not that it would be a clapback because that's wrong, so I don't have the right way of putting it. But I thought that you would have a referee that didn't – that was, like, super new because that weekend in question.
We heard you talk about it.
Yeah. That was Memorial Day. I thought – that's what I thought it was. I think I got this information. But, yeah, if it's, like, a new ref on Memorial Day, like,
sure.
What? You're gonna do
right.
Like, I mean, screw that. Also, reffing sucks.
Yeah,
like, have you ever had to do it?
No, and I probably wouldn't want to.
I was gonna say, do you want to?
No,
I don't think they ask him to
because I get it.
No. I would 100% ask him to because he knows the rules.
I would be the one you'd want.
And
to
that's
have.
What
it's
we've
like
always
Jordan.
Said.
I told him from day one. I love Jordan as a ref.
Jordan
I don't
B.
Really
Jeff
get along
Pearl. Anyone
him.
That plays the game, I think, is a wonderful ref because
she's
they know
the
rules.
The first person that's mentioned B second in the best ref conversation.
You know what? Someone else did this. I don't know if it was at F-Football this week. Someone mentioned B's their favorite ref.
Yeah.
No, yeah, because totally. They're just chill. Better. It's a fun game. Like, you're not out to get anybody. And even though, like, I don't know, some refs you can tell they just kind
of
have, like,
no,
something
some
against us at this
money.
Point because...
Yeah, well, I mean,
sure.
Bringing that up, like, our second game of the season, like, there was, like, 3 minutes left in the half or something. It's one of those games in the early in the season where we won by 1 or 2 points.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there was 2 minutes left or something, and I asked him how much time was left. And he, like, ignored me. Because I wanted to call a timeout to save the 2-minute warning.
And he's probably asking every, like, 20 seconds, so I could see how that's annoying.
Yeah, but, like, I just needed to know in terms of calling a timeout. And he goes, he's like, I'm not going to keep telling you the time. And I'm like, what do you mean? Yeah, you are. You have no choice.
I'm not
going
to
keep telling.
I think we have to come up with a different solution to that. Because people do ask the refs the clock all the time. And it's not just the quarterback. Like,
right.
You'll have teammates asking, how much time, how much
sure.
time? And you don't hear your teammate asking.
Oh, I
yeah.
The ref
has just told
you
someone.
That for sure too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And the ref is like, I just told your teammate.
Yeah.
Right. Most of the time, so this is the benefit of playing with families. Most of the time, they just let me handle refs
mm-hmm.
in
oh,
general because
I've
clearly.
I know.
Yeah. So that's a benefit. But it's just like, you know, like I said, I'm just like, well, I kind of need, these are important things. I'm not just asking you the time for fun. Like, I'm
yeah,
not
screwing
with you.
Yeah, I mean, you'll see him roll his eyes. It's like, just, you know, and that kind of just already puts you in a bad mood.
Yeah,
because
so
you're like,
now I'm kind of annoyed with you. And
right. Okay,
yeah.
So, and then something's going to happen.
Yeah,
that's
now you're just
going to exacerbate
that. My, you know, pissed off, and now everybody's just in a bad mood. And
So at the very least, though, like, with all the stuff about your, well, whatever, attitude, I call it, like, you're self-aware, right? Like, you know...
Oh, yeah, I totally know, but, like, okay. I don't feel
it's
bad
like,
about
no,
doing it, you know? Like,
and you do have fun.
I love football, right. No matter what. I love playing football.
No, I mean, I think I said this before, and I'll say it again. Like, I've enjoyed the time
yeah.
I played for you guys.
Joe always talks, yeah.
Like,
which...
I think it was great, you know, and I had a blast with it.
I know they can't, like, tell you that they hate playing with me because they're family, but, like, I very rarely... So, like, when you guys are always like, you know, oh, he yells at his... teammates and everything.
100% do.
So I do, but...
When it's necessary.
It's most of the time when it's necessary. So when we were playing Not So Sticky...
This is my favorite one.
We really weren't up that much. We only won that game by, like, 18.
17? Yeah, that's more than enough.
Sure, but that was
they
because...
They weren't scoring again.
But we scored at the end of the game, so we were really only up 9 points
yeah.
or something. So, like, I'm down to have fun, and I was screwing around most of that
oh,
game.
Yeah, we were having a blast.
But I'm there to win, first and foremost.
That's fair.
That as soon as that's in jeopardy, fun's out the window. It doesn't.
Because I definitely,
so,
like, on that play, like,
yeah.
I, man, it felt like, because you know what? I was thinking 16 because we were probably up by 16 and then the score
yeah.
went down to 9 or whatever if they got, I don't even think.
That's what it was.
But I'm like, but that game never felt like.
Sure, but
shot.
Anything can happen. I mean, we're,
right,
especially with our team. Like,
yeah,
right.
We can
we've
fall
given
apart
up
really
losses.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's very fair. It can definitely change in a blink of an
eye.
At the time, you're just like turning, you're like, what are we? I was like, man, I'm
yeah.
just laughing.
And I get
you don't offend me because, like, I said on the podcast, like, I played, like I said, I played hockey long. Like,
mm-hmm.
I played hockey with Robert. We played with a guy, Jay, who I played with him 20 years, and he's the exact same way.
Yeah.
And he's, like, he's way worse than you. Like think about
wow.
that. Because,
can I meet
because,
him?
Because the difference is he's wrong a whole bunch of times,
right.
yeah.
but he thinks he's right,
right.
Or it doesn't, or he just thinks, if he knows he's wrong, he just yells louder.
Right.
Hmm.
It's just about the same
mm-hmm.
thing, wanting to win, wanting people to... do their best, not wanting to lose, being
yeah,
competitive.
I mean,
so, like, I get it. So that shit rolls off my back, but, like, I can see where it's, like, Like,
if you're just watching the game, here, it looks bad. Freak,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, like the optics of it are like, oh, maybe this guy's a dick. And then they sit there and talk, like for me, I talked to you, I was like, okay, cool. Like, I thought we hit up pretty well. Pretty cute. But, I like have fun with it. So it's like, it's fine. And of course, like, you can't judge people who they are based on them.
Any on a sport, game, yeah.
On a football field, on a hockey rink, on a basketball court, like, because it's just different, you know? If you constantly, like, went to the bar and was just, like, giving middle fingers and then kicking people in the face, then, all right, maybe you're a dick or you're hilarious. It's one of the two. So I get it, but I just wanted – is there anything else you want to say for, like, your side of the story? Nah, you don't give a shit.
It's just – no. Like, I know what people say. Like, obviously, I hear that, and that's been – this isn't the first time somebody's called me a dick.
And
like,
it's not the last.
Yeah. It's just like a lot of the times it's like, and I know this is coming from me, so a lot of people really won't believe it, but like, I don't really start fights that often.
He doesn't. This is true.
But I'll finish them. Yeah. Like, there's lines that people tend not to cross. I don't see those lines. That's so funny. Like, when you start with me, it's really, yeah.
Zero to 100 right quick.
So it's like, I very rarely start the fight. But I will end it for you, hey, and that makes me a dick.
Well,
so
yeah,
in a lot of people's eyes.
That's why I laugh, because like both of your sisters over the last like, 2 weeks at some point have said like, "Look, my brother's a dick." we'll be the first to tell you that, but we'll tell you when he's wrong too.
Yeah, he wasn't wrong.
And I was like, "No, he wasn't wrong." But it's just like the way they're just like, "We know how he is, and he's not being that way this time." And it's been great.
In the past, he used to get in fights with like not getting the ball enough when he was a receiver instead of a quarterback, stuff like that. And it would be a car rides home, and I remember he'd be like, "You know, you need to have my back," and I'm like, "I will defend you when I think I need to defend you, when I believe in what you're saying." But I'm like, in that case, no, I won't. So I will only have his back when I think he's right. And in all these cases, I'm sorry to say, he has been right.
Yeah,
you know?
I can't even argue it.
Like, I can't.
I told you before we hit record that I wanted to play like devil's advocate a bit more, but it's hard to in this scenario. Like, you hit all the right notes, like you said, like Billy. Like, fuck, I can't do anything with that. I mean, the entire league who's listening to this is like, oh, Billy. Everybody's been billied before, and you'll probably be billied again.
As soon as he makes a call, you're not changing his mind. So, like, no, I tell him it's not worth it. Just let it go. But that's not going to happen.
You can't. Like, anybody who referees, like any referee, even if they make the wrong call, like, I mean, you just said before, you'll referee. Like, if you make the wrong call, and like, are you going to change your mind two plays later? No, it's too late. It's too late. Mm-hmm. It's at that point. You can't at that point. You know,
I would totally be fine if they were to just come up to me and be like, missed that one. I would drop it instantly. But, like, keep telling me I'm wrong when I know I'm right is...
That's just...
Exactly. Yeah. Like, if somebody literally just was like, I missed that one.
Against Cunning where he tossed the ball to me. Mm-hmm. I threw it to him. Didn't cross the line of scrimmage or anything, right? He gets down to the 1 yard line or whatever. It was 4-1 with that play. And the ref goes, that's not a gender. But I threw the ball. And it is.
Topper, how do you feel about that? Do you know that rule?
So,
basically, I was the quarterback. So it was hiked to him.
Yeah.
He tossed it behind me. I'm still behind the line of scrimmage. I throw it.
She throws a forward pass.
He catches it. He runs it. That's
a gender play.
It's a gender play.
Right.
Now, if we would have done that on 5-1,
we would have been screwed.
That would have been a turnover. And we scored on that. And that was against a really good team, you know? And as much as I know Emily said that he was being really mean that game, he didn't do anything but take the time down every time, which I get is annoying. It slows down the pace.
I heard that and I'm like, man, I would get wanting to kill you, but at the same time, you're smart.
Because but, yeah.
That's what I said.
When you play these gender teams, like, you need to just, it's ball control and you need to score on six
and if anything,
down,
that's respect to them.
I told them, I'm like, I'm doing it because if I can take 5 minutes off the clock and not give you one extra possession, it's a huge W for me. You should feel great, like, personally that I'm doing that. I'm not doing it to screw with you.
It's like out of respect.
Yeah. But I'm like...
When you're on the field, you don't see it that
way.
Sure,
but like I told you, I just don't care about the feelings.
But he never said anything mean. He never, you know, he wasn't chit-chatty or anything.
Nothing.
He wasn't mean to the refs. He was not mean. So when I heard that, I was like, how? How was he
mean?
Yeah, I just... He didn't do anything.
There is a different way of looking at this, too.
Sure, I'm sure.
No, with Billy. Because just wait for my way of round getting so annoyed with him is you have to look at it. You know he's gonna equal it out sometime. He's gonna screw you, but you gotta wait and see how he's gonna screw the other two.
I don't think we've seen that yet. I think that's our problem.
Yeah, I mean, it's just I feel like I've been back on the Billy topic. I feel like I've been billied a lot because
indoor
like even
too.
In the indoor, we lost the game because a girl's own teammate ran into her, and I was next to him, and her mask fell off, and he threw the flag, and his reason for throwing the flag was her mask fell off.
So you must have touched her, but she just fell down. She literally just fell down.
And I'm just like, you know, and like I get it. It's just like, man, it sucks to lose a game.
That's losing a game by call, does definitely, you know, sucks like that. Especially,
I'm trying to think of who was wearing a mask.
It was indoor.
This was indoor. Yeah,
this past winter.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
I think we had to, didn't we?
Yeah,
we all wore masks the whole time.
Yeah, those masks. I'm thinking like a protective.
No, regular face mask.
You fell down.
I just want to say really quickly that he was so confident, and like it seemed like we weren't supposed to be wearing masks. Right. And I was like, maybe we weren't.
Maybe we didn't wear masks.
I was like, I just think, well, there was a girl that broke her nose once, and she was playing with the mask on in our outdoor.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's all I was thinking. That's all I was thinking. Like, I was like,
no, no, not like that. That's for sure. Okay, well, this has been a whole bunch of fun. Already a half hour on all this fun stuff. But we do have to get into the playoff games that we had this weekend, and it was super, super duper fun, and we will start when we can. Let me know when you're ready for the 9 o'clock scores.
All right, 9 o'clock, we have Great White Clarks, 38, against Stone Cold Kellers, 22. The Amigos, 31, against Peanut Butter Kelly Time, 26. Did I say that wrong?
No, you nailed it. I'm just booing them because...
Oh.
So there are only two Breakfast Club games because our playoffs started last week, so we're already down to four teams. Topper and I played each other. Yeah. I might have stepped on his foot accidentally and hurt it a whole bunch, and he's still crying about it. Drink some milk, you'll be fine.
I got my wine.
It was a bad game, and then it got fun because in the beginning, I think Kyle threw picks on the first two possessions we had, and then you guys just kept scoring, and we didn't realize until halftime to go man on you guys.
Yeah.
And I don't want to give like Travis the inside scoop on how to like potentially beat you guys, but man,
cover Brent.
Triple cover Brent, yes. And everything's
and then,
cool.
Then you should be fine.
But yeah, so we ended up going man a little bit too late. We were down, I think, like 22-10 at the half, and made a little bit of a comeback, but not good enough, unfortunately. Was it? No, actually, it was 31-10 at the half.
It was. Yeah,
you guys didn't score in the second half. So we went man, and everything went better, but then. Well, we had 6-0. We
shut
didn't
them
score.
On in half.
Yeah, but it still lost. Yeah. So it doesn't matter. I mean, what do you
little mean? Victories.
Yeah, it's not a little victory in the playoffs. It's just disappointing at that point. And then Great White Clarks played Stone Cold Kellers. Obviously, we were playing, so we didn't see much of it. But, I mean, Great White Clarks has won every game they played so far. They've been really, really good. We never got to play them. That was the one team we didn't get to play.
And I didn't play them. I was gone that week.
Oh, well, good.
So,
I mean, you and Travis had to have some sort of bet in this game, right? Like, I mean, you...
By win, his house is going to get remodeled top to bottom.
Because you tortured him from the time you and Val beat him in the finals there with constant coffee tables and giant pictures and stuff. So, like, is he going to get revenge on you? Like, if he gets you a coffee table, you got to keep it out.
You got to keep it somewhere.
Like, you got to do something. Sure. So, do you think you have a shot at winning?
Yeah.
Oh, just real easy, like, nonchalant?
No, I think we have a shot. I mean, I like our team.
Yeah.
We've got really good girls. I've got good guys. So, I mean, we've been playing good football.
That's true. You guys have been playing pretty good. So have they. It's going to be a really interesting matchup. Absolutely. And cool. Breakfast Club will happen. The championship at 9 o'clock. Right?
Yeah.
Can't wait. All right. Let's move on to games that people care about a little bit more. The 10 o'clock games, which is actually like the D1 game. So what do you got for scores?
So we got Public Enemy 48 against Why So Serious 30 and Sticky Bandits 30 against Sloppy Seconds 18.
Okay. So apparently the death of Public Enemy was a little premature. As everybody knows, well, maybe they don't know, but Why So Serious beat them in a great game at the last week of the season, and everybody's like, oh shit, maybe this is the end of Public Enemy, who has been, you know, the tentpole team for that division for forever, it feels like.
Forever.
And yeah, so now with all the rumors of, oh, is Cole going to retire, is this going to be it for Public Enemy, are they going to go their separate ways, blah, blah, blah. They came in and they killed it. The only thing that was notable was that Baccio wasn't there, and they won without a problem. So,
well, they usually don't have to play week one of the playoffs, so Baccio made plans.
That's legit. Yeah. I think he had a bachelor party or something. I think he was in Denver. So that'll do that, but Public Enemy won pretty easily. I was very curious about the game. I paid attention to like the beginning of it, and Why So Serious, I don't know if they got their heads too big from the week before, but
they got cocky.
They threw three bombs on the first three plays, completed zero of them, and had to punt.
Nice.
That's why I don't go long.
Exactly. You don't have to. You only need, what, 10 yards? 18 yards would be good.
He gets it.
Yeah, that's I always say, perfect. The minute we try to go long, we get behind. And
exactly.
I score on six down, it must be 60% of our time drives.
Yep, that's the way to. That's 100% the way to go. I mean, if you have the ability to chuck it every time and you know it's going to be good, cool, go for it. But, like, it's like you said against when you're talking about your game plan against the stunts. Like, then you're just giving the other team the ball right back. And then they're kind of, like, semi in control. So, that's what I went there. Sticky Bandits played Sloppy Seconds in a close-ish game, but I mean, kind of everything went chalk here. The teams you thought were going to win won. It's exciting, and actually, it's not exciting. You know what's exciting? Pretty much every other division where like there were upsets and crazy fun stuff. So let's talk about that stuff a whole bunch more. Let's go on to 11 o'clock where shit happened to D2.
We got losing streak 45 against Slytherin, that end zone 20. Peach Platoon 18 lost against Bullet Club 28. Mountain Doomy 30 against XTC 36. And ANA 31, When Dove Cries 34.
All right, Topper, we'll start with you. You guys won 34-31.
Yeah.
How did that game go? How was it? Was it back and forth?
I think we were down 12-0 to start the game.
Okay.
And then we came back, got the lead at halftime, and just kind of held it throughout the second half. It was good. It was a good game. They were missing Josh Blowski.
That would hurt.
Yeah. And I just avoided throwing to Glenn. So
that's
smart.
Don't throw to the other team.
Don't throw to the other team.
Lessons, that's why he runs the league. That's right. Why he's the logo.
It makes sense, though.
Smart.
That's why he's the logo of the same blue shirts we're wearing today. That's great. D2's exciting because, like I said, anything can happen on the week one of the season, or week one of the playoffs. We go over this almost every season, and it's like, well, these are definitely the only two teams that'll probably win. It's these top couple teams, et cetera, right. Et cetera. And every time these top seeds fall, and mm-hmm. and we always just act like it's not going to happen, and it always happens. D2, I mean, here's the seeds that are left. 2, 5, 6, and 8.
Wow. You know?
2, 5, 6, and 8. Yeah. And the 2 is losing streak. They won rather easily against Slytherin that end zone. Slytherin had probably their worst season in quite some time. I mean, that's what happens when, like, I think I talked to, I don't even know who I talked to. Somebody said they're just having, like, trouble getting people there every week, and it's just one of those ones
starting where... Starting to have kids.
Yeah, well, that does it, too. It's
half the battle. Yeah.
It is half the battle.
You know, that's why I just have dog. It's fine. A lot easier there.
Same.
Three of them.
Get it. Exactly.
So, Joe, you guys had a big upset.
Well, we did, actually. It was pretty cool.
I think it was a big upset.
I mean, I think it was a big upset, too.
Peachy.
Peachy Platoon is good. Every time we play them, they usually put up, like, 50 points at
some point.
I know,
they usually
score a lot.
They're just so
fast, and our team historically just isn't. And I went into this game, like, most of our team was kind of like, this one's going to be rough. Chad Griffin had Father's Day plans to go golf, so he's like usually our ace in the hole. He's gone. Raw Dog hurt his back in the Mo tournament, so he was out. I'm like, all right, well, there's our whatever speed we have. So it was just me, Gordon, Scotty, Zach, and Todd Hallis. And then we had all our girls and stuff. So it's like, all right, this is not our fast team, but whatever. And sure enough, we walked down. We got 6-0, and there was a deflection, or it was 5-0, I believe. And there was a deflection in the end zone, and Marissa Thompson just snags the ball from touching the ground. Amazing interception. And they're like, oh, this is going to be how the game goes, right? No, not so, said Scotty Drow. Because Scotty looked like the guy that like gave a shit the first couple weeks of the season when we were winning games and probably should have won our first four. Mm-hmm. Ended up 2-2 or whatever. He was amazing on his play calling. He was chucking it. He was giving a shit. He had two interceptions of his own.
Wow.
Yeah, Scotty, he was threading the needle. Like Todd, who, when we played you guys, Todd hurt his ribs. Remember near the end of the game where when Devigard hurt too? Like, Todd got his ribs, like, cracked or something, so he'd not been the same for, I don't know, 4 weeks or whatever.
Right.
He was feeling good because he was making his usual, like, crazy, just, like, anywhere near his, like, pitch radius.
I think Scotty Drow wrote it up the best. He goes, that is the most athletic, unathletic kid I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, he sent you that message where he said, like, oh, cool. My first impression of Todd Hallis was like, oh, cool, this guy looks like an old bag of dicks. This guy's going to suck. And he goes, and then he catches absolutely everything I throw to him. Which, like, Todd was just like, thanks? Like,
I think.
Todd's hilarious. So, no, and Todd had big touchdowns, though. We scored with about 2 minutes to go to go up 10, and then, of course, Todd makes a great catch to get the one-point conversion and lands on the line. If we get that point,
it's over.
But no, of course not. So, of course, we have to have a little bit of excitement. PG did drive down, and it was on 5-0. Dean found joy in the end zone because they needed the gender, and she dropped it, and that was a little rough. Yeah, because like,
she had the drops. She dropped a couple on Breakfast Club.
Well, I mean, not to call anybody out, but like, Marissa. Did. Well, I know, but like, during this game, part of the reason we were up is because like there were some plays that like you see Marissa make all the time. She's got amazing hands. She was dropping some ones that I was surprised. Like, I was actually shocked that she did it. It was great and good for us, right? But so Joy dropped that touchdown, and then they tried to run it back, and on 6-0, like, have to score, it's a wrap. Dean started scrambling all over the place, and I think Sarah was chasing him down, and all of a sudden, like, Gordon noticed, like, let me go. You know,
yeah.
So as Demas come back to the line, Gordon was right there, so we had to force the throw, threw out of the end zone, we won, and it was cool. But Gordon gets credit too. I mean, Gordon came up and played huge in absence of our like other players that would normally. He probably had like, man, 15 catches doesn't sound like too much there, but he was all over the place. He didn't drop.
Sounds like a lot.
He got the ball a lot. He was open in the middle, the sideline, you name it. He was making, tapping his toe at the on the sidelines catches. He was amazing that game. Everybody played the game that like we should have played every week, and it just finally like came together the way that we always envisioned. It was great. And then finally, so XTC beat Mountain Dew Me, and this was in overtime.
Yeah.
Yeah, 36-30 in overtime.
Wow.
Which is impressive. We during near the, cuz they were on the field next to us during the during our game with Peachy there, all of a sudden like we heard Joey like scream out in pain, and he was like not okay. And he was like laying on the ground, and you're like, "Oh, did he get hit in the balls or something?" Like, "Haha, Joey, whatever." Then you could tell he was kind of maybe really hurt. I guess he like messed up his shoulder on his non-throwing arm, somebody told me.
Yeah.
So that's never good.
Right.
And that was on like the play, like the second last play of the game. So XTC, I believe, scored on the next play over him because I think they only had just enough guys or something. I don't remember specifics. But either way, they scored to tie it at the end because, you know, he's hurt. XTC ends up winning in overtime, which, hey, there's yet another upset in what has been just a wacky division. So there was a bunch of upsets in D2, and there was definitely some upsets in D3, too. So why don't we head on over to that?
So D3, we got Top Shot 50 against Vaspian 6. Sorry. The Angels 18 against Wolfpack 22. Frodo Swaggin 28 against All We Do Is Quinn 36. Gray Hair Don't Care 32 against the Untouchables 29.
So that's the first game we got to talk about.
Which one do you want to talk about first?
The Gray Hair Don't Care.
All right, cool. Let's talk about it.
So Untouchables, I was told they were up like
22 points, I believe.
22?
Yeah, wow. It was 22 at halftime. And Gray Hair just kind of like made this huge comeback in the second half. It was really cool to hear about. I heard they were Iron Manning it too. So I think there was only like, I don't think they had any subs, but they just rallied. They just rallied hard. And I think they had to do like a final drive in like the last 2 minutes, and they ended up completing like a long pass, I think I saw. And then they punched it in at the end to win, which is a huge comeback. You hate to see it for the Untouchables because like they're kind of like a new team who's been playing well. You want to see them succeed, but hey, the older vets got it done, and that's cool to see too. So that was a huge game for sure. We don't really have to talk about Top Shot versus Vaspian.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I believe Lauren said it best. Sorry.
Sorry. Hey, we were 56-0 against Free Baller, so been there, done that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It happens.
It does. It happens. Top Shot is, like we said before, too good for the division. We get it. And then, of course, the only team that had a really good shot at beating them, the only team that beat them in the season was Frodo Swaggins, and well, All We Do Is Quinn remember how to play football.
Yeah, not that came out of nowhere, but that's a good win.
Yeah, it's huge because, I mean, Quinn, for those who don't know, have been probably like the number one seed in D3 for the last, I don't know, 5 seasons, but they've never won the championship. They always just choke in the play. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Every time. It's always, and it's sometimes...
It's heartbreaking.
Sometimes it's like, oh, yeah, it is heartbreaking. Like, they've blown it in the first
round. Maybe they do it on purpose. You gotta move up if you win.
Well...
Yes. No, because like last year, Scared Hitless beat them, and Scared Hitless was made of like players that left their team to go start a new one because of, I don't know if it was because of the lose. Or actually, it's because they didn't have room for like one of the girls' boyfriends, so they started the other team. So they were playing them, and that was like a rivalry game.
At least.
And
they did okay in the indoor Scared Hitless, so we're like, we're moving them up.
Right.
Yeah, moving them. They played pretty well in D2. They didn't win enough, but like they figured it out more near the end, but that's another conversation for another time. So Frodo blows it, probably because they didn't have Tammy because she broke her hand, so we'll just blame it on that, I guess, right? I mean, I don't really know what else happened there. I mean, they've been beating everybody all the time, so good for Quinn. Big win.
And the Wolfpack.
Wolfpack 22, the Angels 18.
What happened when Garbez wins one playoff game, man?
He was pumped.
He was. You'd never see him at the bar. He was at the bar late.
That's an all-girls team, right?
Yeah.
Angels?
That's the one that apparently they got Billy, correct?
Yeah.
So what did you hear that happened?
Because
I have a question about something else that might have happened, so I want to know what you heard first, and then we'll get into what I think.
Oh, you thought I was paying attention?
God damn it. You spoke literally like you knew what was going on, so I thought, oh, he must know.
12 years of being yelled out about games at the bar.
All right. So there was definitely, and I want to, if I get it a little bit wrong, oh well, what are you going to do? It's my show. I do what I want.
Sure.
Tell me how you as the rules maestro that we just spoke of, tell me how you would feel about this going. So there was a play. It was like fifth down, and they call hike, and they were going to be offsides, but as the ref was throwing the flag for the offsides, which usually you continue to play whatever, ball from the other field comes in right in the middle of the play. They blow the play dead. So it's like, no, no play because of the ball. Oh, oh. The dogs also have opinions. So they blow. They say no play because the play's dead. Well, because they say no play,
picks up the flag.
They pick up the flag because they say no penalty. But they're saying like that would have been a penalty anyway.
Yeah, I would. It's a penalty.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Is that how it's supposed to be called? Come on, man.
Well, if it's no play, it's no play.
See, now you're on opposite sides of this.
Yeah, I mean that's at least a valid gray area.
Right.
It's like the most gray area.
I mean, if the ball would have been in the complete other end zone or wherever, you wouldn't have stopped that play for it. So I mean,
I feel like in a way it's like a tie, and tie goes to like just replay it in a way.
Exactly.
But
that's at least a valid gray area. That's
like,
I mean,
yeah.
I just love that this came up with you actually being honest. Like I
mean, if I was at the field watching. And so, and this happened before, and they come up and tell me what's going on. I say, I mean, listen, if the ref called the play dead, he calls the play dead. Irregardless if someone was offside or you know, what happened.
I think I'd have to say whatever happened first. So if he threw the flag, I would have to say
happened first. Now, of course, half of the field is going to say that the flag wasn't thrown first.
Right. Now we're going to have to put this in the rules so there's clarification.
Sure, I mean.
And, which is fine.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, and now that's we're 13 a pages. Much bigger gray area than.
It is.
That one's hard.
That sounds like a really bad
thing. I would just go with what happened first. If the play was dead and before they were offsides. Well,
now, I could be wrong here, but I it sounded bang, bang. Like, they called Hike, then they were, like, saying, oh, this person's offsides, they also see the ball, and they're like, well, screw it, because people are going to get hurt
from
the ball. I don't even think the ball was thrown. Like, I don't think the play
But I guess
happened.
If you said Hike, then,
so
I mean, you're kind of in the middle of the play.
You're immediately offside.
If the play started, but now it's a flag. And then it's if they want to blow it dead after, that's just, oh, well. I mean.
So Emily Curry did tell me that, because of course she talked to Coach Jay immediately to say, what would the call be here? And Jay said it should be a penalty.
Yeah.
And they, of course, obviously there wouldn't be controversy if they called it that way, so they said the play was dead. They went the other way. The referee said it wasn't play. Now, this is before, they talked to Jay afterwards. So it wasn't like a stop the game, talk to us and figure it out.
I would have had to have the game stopped. I would have wasted all three timeouts.
They wouldn't have changed their mind, and we would have been telling them to be quiet because it doesn't matter anyway.
Totally would.
Like,
it's hard. Like, that's so hard because, like, I get both sides of it.
Uh-huh.
It
no, I would too.
Sucks. It's frustrating,
but even with that being said, isn't an offside like 5 yards?
Right.
Right.
So that really isn't.
But do you lose a down, or is the down?
No,
it's replay down?
Down?
Oh, then who cares?
So really, was that the reason you lost?
Well, no, probably not.
But
honestly, the reason they lost was, well, not the reason they lost. I don't want to say that, but I did watch because they had 6-0 near the end zone,
mm-hmm.
and they ran a speed out to the front corner, and Maddie threw it like maybe like 4 yards in front of him into the dirt. It was maybe the worst throw of his career. Like, it was terrible. So that part didn't play into it, but obviously, like, because I know that Wolfpack ended up scoring on the next play, and like they were even saying, like, Ward, who's the nicest guy ever, the quarterback for Wolfpack, he felt bad about it, and he bought the girls drinks at the bar.
But
like,
he's Canadian,
very nice.
That's why he would.
Oh,
done
well, yeah. Well, that makes total sense.
I know
yeah.
that. I know
yeah.
all of that checks out because of that. But so that felt bad. So I mean, like, the other team kind of thinks it was rough. Like, I don't know. It's crazy.
It's playoff, so it's
the Angels lose, the Wolfpack win, which I think this is like their fifth straight win, which is really cool because they had a rough start.
This
started
out terrible.
And yeah, they
the season went terrible. I don't know how bad they played.
So I think they were 1-4, but now they're what? Well, it doesn't matter what they are
because
they won the playoffs and they get to play next week. That was exciting. I think we talked about all these D3 games, so let's move to D4.
So we got Itches and O's 61 against Tox 31, Cunning Stuns 25 against Free Ballers 47, Buffalo Vice 12 against Practice Squad 15, and Jabronis 39 against Cobblestone 20.
We're definitely going
to
get
there's nothing to talk about here. Let's go to D5.
So let's talk.
It's so unfortunate.
What?
There's so
play
much
by play.
I love almost everything that happened here, but we'll talk about the other games that we weren't directly a part of first, real quick. I do have a question. So I had heard that Joe Miano wasn't throwing for Jabronis, so it was Ricky Austin, right?
Yes.
So Ricky Austin filled in, and Jabronis didn't have a problem beating Cobblestone.
Cobblestone had a problem losing.
So that's what I hear. So what's the deal with that? Like, what was the argument? Like, Daryl was just mad?
Nobody likes losing.
That's fair.
I get it.
these D4 quarterback divas, I know.
Yeah, you don't understand. When Daryl loses,
true.
Though,
yeah,
it's...
Yeah.
He went nuts.
It doesn't matter what the score is. It could be 40-6, and it's still the refs made a bad call on this one play, totally changed the outcome of the game. Like, Daryl, it was 40 to
right.
6.
Well, even like when we lost 51, I'm like, it didn't matter, but it, well, principle.
Well, let's make sure it doesn't happen again.
Exactly. We're just hoping Billy learns from his mistakes.
Godspeed on just, that one.
Good luck.
Like, good luck with that one.
We can hope, right?
You're not the first person to say that in the last decade. You won't be the last.
I have a lot of faith in people.
That's great. So, I mean, it's more of a shocker that practice squad won 15-12 against
that's
Buffalo
a,
Vice.
I mean, that's a low-scoring game for mm-hmm. those two teams.
Both
I mean,
of them,
Buffalo
yeah.
Vice lights it up.
They average 40 points a game.
Right. Yep. Practice squad can score with anyone, so I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, I got, apparently they just were both running the ball. I don't really know what was happening. Like, that's awesome, though. Like, shout-out to practice squad. I mean, they were still one of the teams that I would say have a shot, of course, of winning
it. Was
it, but
windy at this point, wasn't it, a little bit? Were we fighting the wind at
yeah, was,
that point?
Yeah, it was pretty brutal this past Saturday.
Well, I know it got
yeah.
worse. Way
it got
worse.
Worse as the day
yes,
went on.
Yes, because I remember the second half saying, I'm just going to throw the ball into the dirt.
Yeah.
Because I can't throw it more than 7 yeah. yards without it taking off. So.
Oh, yeah, no, it curved. It, yeah. it just started doing all the weird shit it would start yep.
I said at the half, I'm just going to throw it to the other team.
Well,
which you did.
Well, that,
no, I'm just kidding.
No,
once to Freddie.
So, like, I mean, I was definitely on the sideline for this game. Yeah. I subbed. I think I got my 3 plays, and it was uh-huh. fine. You guys didn't need me because it was just whatever. But man, so they were up right in the beginning.
We were up, mm-hmm.
like when
I
walked
21
up, you guys
to
were up.
16 or something at one
yeah.
point.
Yeah,
you were definitely up 2 touchdowns, whatever you want to put that.
Because I mean, the game changing play came shortly after halftime,
yeah.
where
the pick, yeah.
where Tony decided to just run through Amanda. And knock her. Just,
she got
he,
hurt
she got
a lot. That, yeah.
Yeah, but that one was bad. Like, I don't know if he lost his footing, but he definitely, like,
yeah.
he like their own player ran through each other, and that's the pick. You were talking about that
mm-hmm.
Freddie picked off, right? And then pitched to Riley for the gender touchdown.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And after that, I mean, things just didn't go.
Yeah.
They fell apart for you guys,
yeah,
and you guys
yeah.
just kept rolling and rolling. That's why I just kind of at one point was like, well, you know.
Yeah, like I,
yeah.
I told you, I'm like,
I
felt awful.
Good job.
I'm like,
hey, in those scenarios, like, I'm a sub there.
No,
yeah.
the play's got, you got to play it out. I knew she wasn't. There was nothing, no serious injury. It was just.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice. Like, we were celebrating, and the one guy on your team was, like, yelling at us.
Like,
and I'm just like, wait, what happened? And then, you know, I turned, obviously.
And then we
and
see
I'm
her
like,
on
oh,
the ground,
okay,
yeah.
Well, that was, yeah, that was Tommy. I
think
it was Tommy.
I mean,
Tommy thought that that Freddie ran through her.
Yeah.
He was like, what the hell are you guys celebrating?
Right.
And that's when I was like, no, it was Tony.
Right.
He went, oh, Tony, okay, fine. Tony's
and were you guys Iron Manning for girls too that game, or
that,
did you?
Yes,
yeah, I thought so because she didn't. She
yeah.
never went out or anything. I mean, good for
no.
her to finish the game.
Yeah. I mean, you guys killed it. I mean, it's. Honestly,
well, you did what you said. I mean, you guys take your time.
Yeah.
You don't try anything over the top.
Yeah.
You take
we know
it
what
down.
We're good
take,
at. Yeah.
That's, I mean,
exactly
that's a very big key to winning our league. Take what the defense is giving
mm-hmm.
you. Take
yeah.
the short stuff. It's what the field's not even 50 yards. So
right.
you get 10,
yep.
you know, 4, 10 yards.
There's
plays,
no need for me to.
There's nothing.
Try
and
to,
sometimes it takes us a minute to,
that.
Like, get into it. Like, I feel
well,
like
yeah, I mean,
we weren't really intense in the beginning, and I was like, this isn't looking good. I'm like, we're going to lose. And then second half, I think Freddie's pick, it was like it just lit everybody up, and we're like, all right, let's go. We got this.
Once we can go up by over a score, so 11+, we're very tough to beat because most of the time we're going to score.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can't. Like
keep
I said,
up, right.
if it's 11 or up,
if anything's
you're
ever lagging,
super
it's
tough
our defense.
And you definitely
yeah.
don't take like the chances to
right.
usually cause the turnovers.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't even remember. I think the only turnover I remember you playing in the couple games I played was that like screw around jump ball that like Rams
yeah.
picked off in the not so sticky game that didn't
right.
really was whatever. But yeah, and then I mean one of the big things for you guys like. Discounting the fact that the stunts have a bunch of D1, D2 girls.
My girls are filthy.
Your girls are disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, don't,
yeah.
That,
I've said that
like,
forever.
Like, it's like they're so good. Like, there
yeah.
was one drive alone that I was watching there that I think you threw to Riley like 4 times.
I told them. I
Riley's
snagged
a beast.
It, snagged it, snagged it,
there's
snagged
nothing,
it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, our girls.
It's tough because if you go
up.
Man versus our girls, you're there's
they're
a 90%
right.
chance you're going to lose
yeah.
because
yeah.
we're just, they're that good.
They know exactly what they're doing.
So,
I mean, Laura runs
yeah,
so,
I mean,
she's a gazelle. Like,
yeah.
she was one of the first people that we asked to play for
mm-hmm.
Lenny's Ladies, like, the season before.
Yeah.
It was, like, she's great.
Like,
you like guys
you said.
Do
yeah.
every, you guys do it all. And
Riley catches, that's why, like, you, back to the topic of me yelling at my team, when she drops, like, 3 passes, I yell at her because I know, like, I've,
that she can do
in
better.
The beginning
yeah.
of the season, I was yelling at her, and one of the other teams was like, you're going to let him talk to you like that. And then, because she dropped like 3 passes. And then I slung her a back of the end zone jump ball between 2 defenders, and she just snagged it. And I looked at her, and I'm like, that's why I yell at you? Because you do that.
And then she, yeah. Well,
so
I
it's
that
like.
Too. There's, and there are some people who definitely, like, it sounds weird, but that hypes them up because they already, yeah. I'm sure she knew, like, mm-hmm. I never dropped through to right. a girl yeah. like that, so let me go get this one. Then you hype her up, and then she makes that play, and that works out. But yeah, you know, your girls are filthy. Like, yeah. I mean, that's really what you have going for you for sure. Like, your guys are just, like, guys.
Jeremy
two of them are new.
Jeremy's good.
Jeremy is, like, I meant to bring this up, like, forever ago. Jeremy's got to be the most underrated player in the league
I'll give
by
you that.
Far. Because
I'll give you that.
That guy is just... He runs exactly what I tell him to run, and he catches the ball 95%.
And he puts in
the
effort. That yeah. dude is always cut up and bleeding, and like he, you know, he yeah. gets
nobody,
right back up.
Nobody is on the field like literally splayed out
yes.
yeah.
more than him in one day.
Yep.
Yeah,
like if he has like a
he plays
four,
hard.
If he has a 4-game day, he's like he's taking years off his life because
right.
he plays with reckless abandon. But there's nothing wrong with that. He's
yeah.
just a, like
mm-hmm.
he is. He's an animal, you know.
Yeah.
And like
he gives it his all.
He's a lot.
Well,
he
gets
know.
It from his dad,
Dave Walter.
Funny story is I went to high school with him for like a year,
yeah.
Jeremy, and I'm almost certain, I don't know if he'll remember this, but I'm almost certain we hated each other, like despised, despised, and fucking, what, sorry, seven years later, here we are.
That's so crazy. Like, I love stories.
Yeah.
Like, it's so fun. Yeah. I hope he doesn't remember it at all.
Yeah. That's funny. I'm like, man.
Did I know you? Eh, whatever. Don't care anymore. That's so cool. But yeah, I mean, big win by you guys. Like, 61 points was almost the most... this week.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, Breast Friends had an easy game. So let's get into the D5/D6 games that played at 2 o'clock.
D5. So we got Zach Attack 27 against University Wealth Management.
Oh,
we're missing an L.
There's a lot of
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this stuff I had to manually type in.
That's totally fine. Sorry.
He got hit by a deer. Leave him alone.
Count the slide.
At first, I was like, that's got to be Wealth.
You know,
this
beach doesn't have a lot either.
But they scored 16. We got Spinelli's Plumbing. Fun fact, I worked with a bunch of them way back when. 44 against Lenny's Ladies, 0.
Yeah.
Breast Friends, 66 against Show Me Them TDs, 46. And Tater Tots, 36 against Blitzkrieg, 6.
Absolutely nothing surprising here. Zach Attack came back. Like, they had lost to University Wealth Management, who at the time were arguably the worst team in the league. But
yeah.
before they won their 2-game winning streak, but Zach Attack came back and... got their little bit of revenge. Like I said, the worst part of them beating them might have been that now the other team wasn't, now Zach Tech wasn't sleeping on them, I guess. Like,
right.
I think I read that one. But yeah, no, that makes sense. Breast Friends, they're really good. Show Me Them TDs are not very good. They usually struggle having people showing up. So for Travis and
they
the girls.
They put up 46.
I was just going to say that. Still
right.
seems like a lot of.
That.
But they didn't stop them.
That's what I'm saying.
Their
yeah, they probably stopped Breast Friends 0% of the time.
Score 66 points. That's basically scoring on every drive.
The
right.
thing I'd be more worried
and
about
Pearl touchdowns at that.
Yeah.
I'd be more worried about the fact that Breast Friends allowed 46 because Show Me Them TDs struggled to score all year. So if they're if they did that now,
yep.
like what is that going to say?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because I mean, Breast Friends are the team that got 3 forfeits against them this year. So
yeah.
like that. When you're
really?
A new, yeah,
yeah,
they're a new gender team, so they still got to
okay.
figure out defense a little bit,
right.
and that's 3 games of practice basically they missed.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe their defense will be a struggle. That might hurt them later, you know.
Yeah.
Tater Tots beat Blitzkrieg. I know Blitzkrieg didn't have their best player, Allie. She's
oh.
I guess her Gordon was telling me because she plays for Bipolar too, and she's I guess her knees hurt again because
okay.
she was wearing a knee brace before, so that's a shame. I hope she's okay. But the Tots have been very, very good all year, so like them winning is not a surprise. And then Spinelli's Plumbing just, well, they put a little hurting on the girls there. We would get down the field and we either like threw an interception in the end zone or we had a couple.
You
drop
said
touchdowns.
Your best player was kind of.
No, I'm not saying anything about anything. My best players were great. Everybody was great.
There's no alcohol consumption.
All of us had alcohol consumption. I'm
See, now that would have got Steve going.
I'm not saying that. It's whatever. People are allowed to have fun. It
right.
doesn't matter. It doesn't change the fact that I threw the ball poorly
mm-hmm.
and threw a couple picks or whatever. I mean, we had a couple times. Like, there was one play, like, we were talking about the wind. That's why I was saying that. Like, we were definitely going to score. Joy Thompson was wide open. I threw it right at her. Like,
yeah.
It was, like, basically from me to the dog away. It was real close. And all you do is watch the ball just curve to the right into the
yeah.
girl's arms. I'm like, oh my God, are you kidding me? Like, it's just one of those days. And,
right.
and that's fine, you know. I had to be a little better. And again, we didn't have our story of our lives this season. We didn't have our entire team.
Mm-hmm.
Some people had, they didn't have other games this time, but they had weddings and other things. And
yeah.
such is life. That's
yeah.
Running a gender team is the best part of my day. It's super fun. But it can also be the most frustrating part because of that. Because,
yeah.
oh, cool. We got this big game. Let's go. Oh, well, we have 3 of them have their games at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Which is why I still think we should have a gender hour to help prevent things like that.
That would be good.
Patrick. But
4 o'clock. It's normally open, isn't it?
4 o'clock, it might be too late, though, because then people would be like, it's too late. I think it should be like right smack in the middle of the day. It should be like a 1 o'clock thing or something. Well,
I mean, that would work.
Noon are prime time.
It is prime time slots. That's
yeah, fair. And you know what? Prime time matters for people wanting to watch games. You know what makes people want to watch games? A whole bunch of women playing football.
That's a fair point. Did you ever see the lingerie league?
Yeah.
Have you seen the lingerie league?
No, he has not.
Anyway.
He's heard. He's heard about it. He's asking us if we've seen it.
Ah. I could.
Topper funded it. Don't worry. That's fine. So that was that. Yeah, like I said, nothing really more to talk about here because these games just kind of went as you expected. But next hour we had a little bit of a surprise, so let's move on to 3 o'clock.
So Puckett All-Stars 12 against Wasted Potential 32, Interdimensional Lightning Falcons 44 against the Bams 12, TMA 42 against the Bipolar Express 17, and Travis Henry's Kids 44 against Graves Brothers 32.
Patrick, what happened to your Puckett All-Stars there? Do you have any clue?
I don't know. I didn't watch the game.
That's okay. I asked Coach Jay about it because I needed to know what happened. That's awesome. Yeah. I think that was a big upset. I think with Puckett All-Stars losing, Buffalo Vice losing, Peachy Platoon losing, like those are three of the top teams. Like basically, I think they might even have the best odds in the article, if I remember correctly, of like winning the championship for them. Like they all were really, really good. I
thought Puckett would pull this one out.
Yeah, and Frodo losing is another huge one too. So I asked Jay, I'm like, Jay, what happened? And he basically just said, the keys of the game here. I have a whole text from him I'm reading off. I don't care. Coach Jay gives some of the best stuff, so I'm going to talk about it. Waste Potential had three picks, so even including one on the opening drive, which always helps. Shout out to Alex, Eric, and George, but they also had zero turnovers, and they scored on six of their seven possessions. So basically, they just won the get that bird, dogs.
Get it.
I love it. So yeah, I mean, three picks is gonna do that for you. And if you score on, if you keep scoring, what are you gonna do? You know, he said like Eric had a pick. He also had a big TD. Ricky Booth had some big catches and a touchdown. Jen McAndrews caught a big deep ball on the sideline. So it just seems like everything was firing on all cylinders for Waste Potential. And like I said, Puckett, their thing is not turning the ball over. Yep. And if they're going to do it three times, I mean, that's going to be a recipe for, like, it's hard to win a game if you throw three picks, right, for sure. So really surprising victory. But like I said, it's the playoffs. And are we boring you?
No.
I love it. So we'll move on to
Mondays.
The next game. Yeah.
It's true.
It's just being Topper. Interdimensional Lightning Falcons 44, the Bams 12. I thought this was going to go the other way from the Bams scoring on the first play of the game. Yeah, right? You remember. Yeah. You're like, oh, this is going to go poorly. But
I didn't realize it was that much of a blowout.
The Lightning Falcons got their shit together, and they just kept scoring, and what are you going to do? TMA, who, like you said, they might be the best team in D6 because they're the only team that beat the Spinellis and the Tater Tots. And let's not forget, oh, the dogs are just going at it now, guys. They're having just a fun time. But
it's a familiar sound, yeah.
It's killer radio. You showing your teeth at each other for your brother and sister. Cut that shit out. All right, so TMA, like I said, TMA has been playing really well, just like under the radar. And this game was perfect for that. I know Gordon told me before the game that they were missing some of their best girls. They kind of bailed. Like, that, again, right into the gender team fun. And that was it. Because their last game, these two teams played not too long ago, and Bipolar was winning for most of it. And then I think the heavens opened up on them with the rain, and they ended up blowing it. But TMA scored. I know they all played really well. I know Val Testa was being told she was MVP by the whole team, because I guess she had like two really nice touchdowns. So good for her. Yeah. So TMA just cruising along. Next week in D6 is going to be super fun, I think. Because Travis Henry Kids, they won too. They're another new team that's just been slinging it all over the place. 44 points against Graves Brothers, who I think they've lost a lot recently. I don't know what happened to Graves Brothers.
Yeah, they kind of fell off the cliff there.
Yeah, things happen. What are you going to do? I mean, who knows? People probably had kids, which always ruin everything. I don't know what it is for them.
True.
It just sucks, but it's funny. I love when you laugh at it, because for people who don't know this, the Mosers specifically said earlier they're not having kids yet, probably so they don't have to stop playing football.
Exactly. Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, you can't play pregnant, can you? I mean, what do you do?
You can play pregnant.
Oh, well. But
up until...
until I find out that I don't let you.
Well, that's not true. Actually, you can play until, like, the doctor says you're not supposed to or whatever, but I remember, who was it? It was Sam Latuka. She's pregnant. She's one of our baller girls for so long. She got pregnant, and then she had to get, like,
a doctor's note.
Special permission to continue to keep playing. Yeah, she's that much of a baller.
That's like, what yeah.
Yeah, totally. I don't like giving up stuff. I love sports. Bring it on.
Like, yeah,
I 9 months.
I would feel comfortable letting them play too. Yeah,
well, and sometimes you catch one. Like some of them, you know, catch a low pass or you fall down. Like I wouldn't be able to stop my competitiveness either, so like you don't think
if you don't like giving stuff up, maybe kids aren't for you.
Give up the kids.
Hey, there you go.
I said dogs are wonderful.
So you got three. Well, I love it. And then at 4 o'clock we had one last game. You want to read that for me?
So third is Schlong, 22.
Third and Schlong. Sorry. You know, spell check. That's spell check.
This is a bet game, right?
Wait. You're telling me spell checks took and is not a word?
Well, I probably started typing.
There was another one earlier on, but I looked it over before, but that's okay. So third and Schlong, 22. Sorry.
I got eggplant right.
Against Not So Sticky, 29.
Yeah, and for those who don't know, so third and Schlong is... the team of the Kellers, that's what they were for the longest time when they came into the league, and it was cool. A couple of them went their separate ways, whatever, but they reunited because Not So Sticky, which we created, what, a week before the season started because somebody bailed on us, so Jeff Kroll and a bunch of people just decided to go have fun with it. Their logo is an eggplant, like, with a cross-out symbol. Well, Third and Schlong, part of their logo was the eggplant, so they took it as... Oh, you're saying no to us, blah, blah, blah. So now the winner of this game was no. They get to keep the logo. The loser doesn't get to use their eggplant anymore, which I don't think Third and Schlong's coming back.
Didn't somebody shave their head?
Oh, we're going to get into that. All right. No, it wasn't for this, I swear. But yeah, somebody definitely shaved their head, and he hates the way he looks. Too bad. But that is all the games really quick. So let's see. We got championship week next week.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
Are you winning your championship?
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, Free Ballers literally destroyed it. Like, killed us.
Because that's like the big one. We should have talked about it earlier, but we'll get into it now.
I think if we make the championship game, we win.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody...
So you think Free Ballers actually has the best chance of beating you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's what? You versus Free Ballers to start, and then what? Practice Squad and Jabronis?
Yep.
Yeah. And Jabronis will have the M
come? Where did the M come from in Jabronis?
Jabronis.
Jabronis.
It's been a long day. Jabronis.
Don't ever change, please. I love it. It's so much fun.
We look back
against
at
Jabronis. I do like the shootout aspects of that game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think we only beat them by
couple
two,
points, yeah.
Something like that.
It was close.
And that's when we apparently had
me and Riley
players.
Came late to that one, I think.
Joey slings it.
Yeah.
The game.
He likes to go deep.
I think that's when we had illegal players.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. Man, you're still spelling things wrong on this other one. I'm looking at the next day's scores. Let's see.
The what?
I'm looking at the next week's thing that you gave us. So you have Titans in Motion playing the Sticky Bandits. You wrote the. I don't know why. They've been Sticky Bandits for 22 years.
The Sticky Bandits.
They're taking on tight ends. I'm sorry, but tight ends is probably just...
Yeah, I get into this argument with my sister all the time about her team's better than her team. So
really?
Because Laura plays, obviously.
Oh, yeah, 100%. So do you think you beat Sticky?
I think we'd be competitive with most teams any division other than probably... I mean, D1's probably pretty good.
D1's very good.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So.
Like, it's crazy.
We played them in indoor, but we stuck with them a little bit.
And that was with our old team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, they're a good team.
Sure, of course.
I really like their quarterback.
Mike?
Mike, yeah.
Yeah, Mike's a great dude.
Yeah, so...
Yeah,
they got really good girls too. So I think that's the matchup right there. Is our girls aren't. Yeah.
See, the problem with you versus them in like this fantasy matchup is that you can't duplicate your sister. Because I almost think you guys need her more.
Well, blood's blood. They would just have to suck it up.
I think that's fair too.
Yeah.
God, I feel like we should have like
there would be. I think we just should have a game just for Laura.
Yes. The winner gets Laura.
Winner gets Laura for a year.
To be fair, I was very lenient this year on. Letting her and Riley not play with us and play on their other teams.
If they had other games, yeah.
So Laura only played in, I think, 4 games with us.
And still got MVP of the D4
or 4 or
division.
5. Or an all-star. So,
oh, yeah.
She's your all-star?
I think, yeah.
I think it's because nobody knows who else plays for your team
right.
At this point.
I mean,
now they know you. Can't forget you now.
Yeah, that's okay. But, yeah, I mean, so we did play a lot of games without her, so...
Still won 7-2. Who'd you lose to this year? Besides, so Free Ballers,
Vice.
Obviously. Oh, you lost to Vice.
That game, we should have. I'm not exaggerating when I tell you we had the ball at the 1 yard line 4 times and didn't score.
Couldn't complete it.
It was actually 4 times. So
I just did it. Yeah. Last Saturday, Lenny's Lazy, we got down there.
Yeah. Right.
We dropped touchdowns. I'm overthrew.
That's very rare terrible. For us. So.
At least you learned from it.
Uh-huh.
So tight ends play sticky. Tight ends should probably win that one. Public Enemy versus Eyes Downtown, probably the longest standing rivalry we have. Even though Eyes Downtown isn't Eyes Downtown anymore, they're Bobby's new friends because he got younger friends, I guess. I don't know. It's crazy. I could really hope Public Enemy wins that because, I mean, again, if we're going to talk like this might be the end of Cole and all that stuff, he's got to play in the final. And, like, tight ends, Public Enemy is what people want to watch. It's going to be a good game. Mm-hmm. So I hope that's where we trend. D3 is also playing at 10 o'clock. Gray Hair versus Wolfpack is actually probably going to be a really good game. That's probably the game I'm going to end up having to pick for you and Travis to bet on because Top Shot and Quinn might be fun. Quinn might put Top Shot's just really good. They're going to win the championship at this point, which is a bummer. Let's see.
We really hope they lose.
No, I don't want Top Shot to lose specifically.
We haven't got there yet. Wait.
It's just one of those things where it's like. Like, Top Shot is full of great people. Like, right. I'll fuck with Blaze a little bit or whatever, but, like, I still like him. They're just too good for the division. It was unfortunate, but it's one of those things. It's like, we don't know how good they'll be specifically, and then you find out, and it's like, well, what can we...
I think we wanted to be D5 when we signed up and then ended up in D4 or something, but... Happened.
Woodpeckers.
Yeah, we know.
What the heck happened there?
We know.
Maybe they should have stayed in D6.
We know. Well, Juice needed to go there regardless.
Well, they needed to. If there's a D7, they can go there.
Yes, they are. That's the truth.
Well, they were struggling for girls, I think they said, too.
Well, that hurts, too. Yeah. I mean, I said, if you don't have any girls, then you're just screwed.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, when they ghost you, like, the day before the season starts, that's...
Well, funny story is, I quit a team with those girls on the team. Because of that.
Oh, that's fair.
I'm like, I'm not doing this. I'm showing up every week.
They're just never showing up.
And I'm just like, I'm done.
So you knew they were unreliable.
Yep.
Well, that's why you have to count on family and I guess Mary's son. That'll stick around.
Right.
So
she has no choice too.
Do it or divorce.
The football league's becoming part of the vows. Like, sickness and health, wins and losses.
Yeah, we have our silent ride, car rides home.
We
and
do.
Our
when I don't throw the
ball. Not so silent ones, yeah.
That's true. That's so funny. Any prenup, like, it depends on if Billy makes the right call or not. It's super fun. D5's playing at 11, which is really... Why do you have the D5 games playing during the other finals? I thought you split those up usually. That's weird.
What time do we play? D4?
You don't play until 2 o'clock.
Okay, it's still 2 and 3.
Yeah, you're still at 2 and 3, but it used to be just like... D1, D3, we're going to play at 10, and then the championships are at 11, but now the D5 games are kind
of
sneaking.
Because some of you guys started putting these gender teams together, and I had to get flexible on what divisions played at what times.
That's fair.
So they can make all the games.
It's hard. Yeah. It's definitely difficult.
I mean, Travis is going to get screwed if he wins D5.
No, he's not, because he's not playing in D2. You beat him.
Wait, where is he going to get screwed? I thought he's still going to get screwed somewhere. No, he's not. All right.
He can't. No, he would have got screwed if A&A
won. Right, okay, he would have got screwed, yeah.
But
all right, so that was the only conflict.
Yeah, that would have been the only one there. So yeah, Waste of Potential, Breast Friends. Man, I don't even know anymore because, well, I don't know how well Breast Friends can play, and Waste of Potential just played like their best game ever. So like the hot team versus the not sure team. Breast Friends probably wins just based on
pass.
Their girls being great, whatever. And then Zack Attack probably beats the Lightning Falcons. I don't know. Zack Attack, Breast Friends will be a really fun game. Like. If you don't play till 2, like, you should just show up and watch some of these games. They're going to be really good. Like, especially those D1 games are going to be amazing. D2, I mean, I would have said last week that PG Platoon was going to beat the crap out of us, but then that didn't happen. So I want to say, like, losing streak should just do the same thing, but who knows anymore.
I told my sister, one of their receivers...
Ralph?
I don't know what his name is.
Well, there's... Ralph, Chris, and Joe.
I think it's Chris.
Chris, like really tall, lanky black kid?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Chris.
I told her I would put him on a salary every week if he comes and plays on our team.
Yeah.
$50 a week, easy.
Chris, yeah, he's insane.
We named an award after him because he didn't leave D4 for a while. Show Me Them TDs in D5 used to be Uncle Rico's in D4, and Chris only played for them. And so we renamed the award of like... player best playing in like a division he's way too good for.
He's insane because he
should be in D1 or whatever. And he's spectacular. Yeah. Like, it's amazing that he's not playing professionally somewhere if he wanted to.
Totally.
You know, it's crazy, right? Yeah. Putting him on salary might actually work out for you.
I totally would do it. Like, you think I'm kidding?
Can you offer?
I would definitely give him $50 a week to play on a football game.
Do we have rules prohibiting these things? Because like I feel like we can't possibly do it.
Steve would know.
There's no rules. Yeah. Checked.
That's tremendous. I love all of that. That's so much fun. So then Jabroni's practice squad's gonna be another really good game too. I meant to say I skipped ahead.
Jabroni's
really bad at, no, not Jabroni. So Topper, One Dove Cries XTC. Yep. You got this one, don't you?
I feel confident.
Yeah. So do you? How do you feel when you play? You beat Losing Streak. Oh, that'd be a fun rematch. You're the one who beat him at the end of the, like at the last play of the game, right?
Yeah.
You scored with like a minute left. They drove down and didn't score.
Correct.
I think
it was like 31-30.
Yeah. That. Wow. You guys have a real shot. So that's fun.
I like it.
D2's fun. I like it. These teams are.
I mean, Losing Streak, I think, got their shit together.
Yeah, they did. I think.
Like, you know,
they're scoring like 80 points
right,
a week so sometimes.
Jordan's a good quarterback.
Jordan's very good quarterback. And now
We might not see eye to eye, but I'm good enough to know. We're, you know, smart enough to know.
That's
good
guy,
when
man.
I see it.
For
yeah.
sure. Man, that's crazy. So D2, I have no idea who's going to win. And I don't
that's
really
the thing
play.
About D2. You don't know who can
win. Could you imagine? Oh, God, if it's me versus you, that'd be the best thing in my life. I'm stepping on your foot again.
Everyone's going to come here for the podcast. Just me and Joe talking to each other.
Just be
staring
honest.
To see who says the first word.
Fuck you.
There it is. I win again.
Well, whatever. I got to let you win. You're old age. It's fine.
League, so,
you're gonna beat me. And, you're gonna beat me, and I'll be like on the side of the road, scaring deer in front of your car. All right, the hell are we talking about? This is a football podcast, right? All right, like it's a D4. It's just an O's play free ballers, and like you said, that didn't go well for you last time. Can we get Billy to wrap this game?
No.
No, don't you dare!
Oh my god! Just give me Jordan again.
Okay.
That'd anyone but Billy, even. I don't know. Like, yeah. Just please, not Billy.
Jordan wins the D2 file. We might get him at the bar.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Maybe. I've never.
I wanted to get him on this podcast, but it's always. Never happens. It's just. Yeah. I don't know. So many people wanted to be on this podcast this year. It's been ridiculous.
Is it tough?
It has been hard. Like,
not
I wanted,
for me.
I wanted to get. Yeah, we all come. Hey, everybody, drive. Who else wants to drive 45 minutes to hang on the top of the towels? It's fine, but people have things to say, and it's like. You want to get the new people on, but then you have like normal regulars who like it's always cool hearing from that. Oh.
I have to say though, this would be the first time I don't have to clean out like a bucket load of empties.
Yeah,
we're not big drinkers.
We don't drink.
Sorry.
That's fine.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Good for you. That's honestly the way to go. Trust me.
Yeah,
not big drinkers.
Deke's here. It's a different story.
I thought Deke sleeps in your basement now.
With that, what that noise is telling?
That's what
if I had like one and shoulder. A half, I would need to like. Yeah, you'd have to drive me home. Yeah, yeah, it's pathetic. I'm pathetic.
That's okay. That's fine. Surprise.
Your sister-in-law Riley makes up for
you. She sure does.
Well, look at Steve's face. Like, damn.
First time Lauren ever met Riley, she was drunk.
No kidding.
I shoved a hot dog in her face.
She was shoving hot dogs in her face.
It wasn't
funny story.
My proudest
is that when
moment.
You, is that when
that's
you
when I knew. I'm
one.
Like, well, got to get the ring
driving.
Now.
Okay, I was supposed to be the DD, and
that
I drank
happen.
Too much. So then he called Riley. Riley comes to pick us up. She wasn't even 21 yet. And I think she was on, like, I don't know. She, like, just started dating this kid or something. First time meeting him. And I was like, Rye, you want a hot dog? I'm in the backseat whacking her with the hot dog.
Whacking her with
and
the
she's
salons.
Just like, okay. Yeah, so, you know.
So who gave you hot dogs at this point?
It was a party. With some of the plumbing people that I worked with. Yeah.
The plumbing people. So, speaking of the plumbing people, they take on Travis Henry's kids, and man, the top four seeds actually moved on from in D6. That's crazy.
D6, yeah.
That never happens either, so that's cool. That's crazy. Who do you got in D6, Top? He doesn't know shit.
No, I do. I've been watching scores here.
What's his face still a quarterback or on the team?
It's Peyton's team.
Peyton
and
throw,
Chris
though,
is there.
So the first time I ever played in your league was
we played
a
in
sub
it. Yeah.
5 years ago, six years ago, for his team.
Oh, all right.
And
that makes sense.
We were just screwing around, but
historically every year needed like a million subs, and this is the year they all just kind of
like
came together.
They've never won Spinelli's, but I feel like maybe because these other three teams also have a chance at winning, that maybe Spinelli's pulls it off. I'm not just saying that because he did the plumbing back here for me.
I believe it was you who said on this podcast.
I saw the tankless water heater.
like 5 weeks ago, you said he finished all the work here so you can talk shit about him again.
Now I don't need him to come back out here. He's done.
He's done. That just means something's
exploded. No, but I mean, they've been playing. They consistently every week, they're putting up 40 points or so.
Yeah, very much so.
But I mean, just last week, all these teams also put up about 40 points in D6. So this is going to be an interesting division to watch.
Yeah, it'll be a good way to, I guess, end the year if you want.
I might even come back down from the bar, watch these finals.
Oh
man, that's an interesting
game.
Thank
you, Lord Topper.
Well, there's only two. I can watch two finals at the same time. It's great.
The finals are gonna be good. Oh man. Yeah. I want you guys to win now, just because because I've played like three games for you already, and if you need a sub, I'll probably be around. So anyway, don't worry.
Wait, I always only have
always,
four.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
Hey, don't worry about it. I'm not a difference.
Wait, maker. How much?
You don't know. You think I'm kidding? As soon as I listened to the podcast, I told her, I'm like, I need to get him on this to throw him a touchdown just to say he made a difference in the game.
That's
like how competitive I am. That I was mad. Like I wanted to score for you.
He's now demanding $5 a game.
No. Oh yeah, now that you're gonna pay.
Now that we know you're gonna pay someone,
that's fine. That's totally fine.
I would never do that.
Steve would.
No, I can't.
I know Steve would pay.
That was so fun. No, I can confirm that though. Steve messaged me. I think it's the day after we did the podcast. He was like, "Hey, we're definitely gonna need a guy. I want you to be the sub because I didn't like that he said you're not a game changer or difference maker. And I'm gonna prove him otherwise." I'm like, "Well, I'm in. What am I gonna say to that? Like, that's fun."
I'll tell you. I like when Hearn subs for my Breakfast Club team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's not going to make any changes, but I know he runs a route that I tell him in the huddle.
Word for word.
That makes
what
all
I
the
said.
Changes. That's all and you need. Just run what you say you're running.
Word for word. Yeah. Yep.
And it's perfect because that's you know where he's going to be.
Yep.
I love it. Go me. But anyway. So yeah, I definitely want to see you guys in the D4 finals because of it. Plus, I don't know what free balls are up, but they always like fall apart, and that can always be really fun.
Hopefully,
not against us.
That team was lights out.
Do you remember who was?
I know nobody on that team. I know
he
nobody.
He refed one of our games one time.
It must have been George then. George was probably throwing. Yeah, I guess there was no like weird quarterback controversy that people said there was for them last time because I had talked to Sean, the other quarterback guy, and he was like, "Yeah, we just switched it up for like a week. That was never going to be a thing."
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, we replayed it a bunch of times. I'm like, I don't know what happened. It was just a bad game on our end.
It'll be close. If we lose, it'll be close. It won't be 51-0 at halftime.
That's not, all right. Okay, good. Noted. That's fine. All right, I'll take that bet. It will be 51-0. That's amazing. Like I said, D6, man, for me, Spinelli's has been really good. Like, I got to be on the losing end of all these teams recently. I still think Spinelli's is very good. Their girls were playing really well, and they didn't even have Katie Swanson, who's their arguably their best girl. So I think Spinelli's is just on another level. Tots and TMA is fun, because I think the Tots are very good, too. That Mark guy is a pretty good quarterback, but he hasn't played for them for 2 weeks, because they had Dylan playing. I think Mark's coming back for this week. But, man, I don't know. Something about TMA this time around.
You like it?
You know what it is?
Drunkbag's not been so drunk.
Well, that helps too, but that helps the tater tot aspect of things. But I don't know with TMA. Like, I assume Ryan's throwing and not Johnny Dio. But like, this season's been like different for them. You know, like usually at this point, it's like, oh, are they gonna break up? Are they all fighting? Are they doing this? Are they doing that? But this time, they've all just been like relatively chill, just going about their business. And like, I always, every time I make these predictions, I always look for the teams that have like been doing well, but not like. People are just like putting them up on that pedestal and stuff. And like we had said earlier, like they are the only team that's beaten Spinelli's and Tater Tots. Right. And they would have had the same record as these guys if they didn't get that Woodpeckers game in the beginning of the season. That kind of like, they're the only ones that had to play the Monstars or whatever we're calling them. So maybe that's the feel good story that we end the season on. But at the same time, man, I don't know. Tater Tots are really
good. Monstars.
The Monstars is a great Space Jam.
They are huge.
They are.
They're just super tall guys. And now that we get to know them, like Dan, who's super nice and like, oh, super nice.
Oh boy.
Actually, speaking of, man, these dogs are
high alert.
On top of things. Birds, be aware. But yeah, and then speaking of the Woodpeckers, like, Joe was there. Joe showed up at the fields. I said hello to him. Like, it's still cool. That's one of my favorite parts. Mm-hmm. Like, teams get eliminated from the playoffs, but people are still going to show up next week and watch and just celebrate and just be there for like the last week of the season and like all that stuff because. Then we got some time off. And
that's not so funny, but Dan hurt his knee playing football.
Why would you say that's funny?
Well, because he's a wrestler, and he does much more dangerous shit.
Than touch football?
Than touch football, he gets hurt.
That's usually how that happens.
Right. So that's kind of funny.
I think Rob, it was Rob a day before our game. He was just playing like catch. Throwing, catching, whatever, and he goes, I hurt my foot, so I hope I can play. I'm like, what? Yeah. And I was just throwing the ball around.
Every week I'm one bad sneeze away from not being all yelled bad.
Just displacing your C4 and C5. It's fine. I get it completely. So it's going to be really exciting. I don't know who's going to win anything except for, I think, D3, I kind of know. But other than that, I think anything can happen, and it's a really exciting last week of the season for sure.
Mm-hmm.
As you guys know, this is the time of day where we go do our winners and losers of the week. So we'll get through that pretty quick, and then we'll do our final thoughts, and we'll get out of here. Lauren, you just happen to be to my left, so you get to go first for winners and losers. So,
oh.
So good luck being unprepared for that.
Yeah.
If not, we'll make Topper go.
I can go.
All right, Topper will go while you figure it out.
All right, so my winners would be Wolfpack.
Okay.
And Free Ballers, because it's not very often that the Cunning Stunts and the Angels aren't playing for a championship.
It's crazy, right?
In one of their
divisions. We have just best friends are left of our six gender teams.
Yeah. So, let's see. Losers. Losers of the week. I'm going to go with Vaspian here.
Ooh, why? That's so mean.
Well, I mean...
They don't deserve that. I mean, they lost to a team that's overplaced. Like they should.
That is true.
And they know that they need to drop
out. All right, Untouchables.
There you go. Yeah. They blew the 22-point lead. Yeah. That's fair. I'll give you that one. Do you want to go? Is she ready? You want to go?
She can go.
What am I doing? Just each division?
No,
you can just pick somebody.
Just a winner and a loser?
Yeah, you can just pick one. Like, honestly, your loser could just immediately be Billy. It's fine.
Yeah, Billy is a loser. Like, no, I'm just kidding.
I want to save that drop for like whenever I make an intro. Yeah, Billy is a loser.
Well, I clearly don't know most of these teams very well because when there's a typo, I don't know there's a typo. So
that's true.
Didn't catch it.
That's true.
Let's see. I'm going to say that this Interdimensional Lightning Falcons is going to win.
That's a big win.
I like that.
I think they're going to win. And I think that I think Zach Attack's going to lose. Don't know them. I like these. But I think they're going to lose.
I like the way she's doing it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, okay. I thought she was wrong, but.
She's fine.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong.
I think it's
there's upsets.
You're supposed to go like last week, like
last
who was like
who was the winner,
like who was awesome, like cool. who had a good week, who had a bad week. That's
oh no, so
you just usually
I'm
get,
just
like,
going
a
by
shot
what I'm predicting coming up.
He's going to win the week,
but that's okay. I love it. It's okay.
I'm a clueless ditz. I'm getting a PhD, but I probably shouldn't be.
That's a winner. You're the winner.
I'm no dummy.
He's looking at early retirement.
I get it.
Yeah, pretty much.
I've told him.
Stay at home, dog dad.
I'll clean, cook. I'll take classes.
No, you won't.
What do you want me to do?
I'm really glad we became friends. Steve, you got to give me your winner and loser.
Winner.
Team.
Loser would be Cunning.
Ooh, you're still mad about what she said, right?
Yeah, that.
I know. That irked you, right? Yeah. Knew it. That's why you're mad you missed the podcast.
Yeah, totally. That is the reason. It's them, and then. I don't know.
Man, just talk about
tough,
how great your wife is. It's fine.
Well, yeah, she's definitely great.
She's the winner. There you go.
You know,
Riley's the winner for having 47 catches.
Sure,
so easy.
Right.
You guys come
on.
You listen to the podcast, so you had to be semi-prepared.
Yeah.
You're still going to have final thoughts. You get time for this. My winners of the week, I think you have to give a shout-out to Wasted Potential for beating Puckett like that. That's super crazy. That's awesome. I'm really happy for that. I'm semi-biased here, but like I'm really happy. Like Scotty Drow is one of my winner of the weeks because he played so good. That was like the quarterback that I wish was there every week. But like I even asked him about it, and he was just like, we were kind of in the playoffs, so I was just kind of like on cruise control, and now it matters. And then he's like he keep calling himself Jason Sehorn because he's getting the picks. It's so funny. But Scotty was one of my winners for sure. Loser of the week, I guess the biggest loser of the week is the deer that hit Topper's car. That deer did not have the best week. There's still pieces of it hanging from your radiator, so that's super cool. So that's it. Let's get to our final thoughts of the week. This is a segment where basically you can give your thoughts on anything about the league, anything you want to say about it, whatever it is. And then there's really no pressure. You just cruise through it. And that's just it. You give me your final thoughts on whatever you want, and this is your moment to shine.
Well, I would say that the season's been intense for sure. I mean, we've been, for the last couple seasons, struggling, I think, to even make playoffs for, you know, so it's exciting for us to be in the position that we're in, personally, even though we're fighting every single game, right? Everyone, you know, we got a lot of eyes on us, I feel, because of Steve. But Steve is not mean. That's my only thought. Steve is not mean. I live with him. He's actually a very nice guy.
Sometimes
competitive
honesty
spirit
can be construed as being mean.
Oh yeah, well he'll tell you how it is. That's, you know, people don't like that. But yeah, and I think I'll recognize him. I think that he is an incredible quarterback, not because he's my husband, but he actually calls all the plays, he sees things, right? You get about 3 seconds to throw that ball, it's tough.
It's not 6 seconds.
No,
as you know,
it's
I'm
about
sure.
three. We know. Yeah, so I just want to say give credit where credit's due. He is a good QB, whether the rankings are right or not.
I love it.
But yeah, that's you know, good luck to everybody in the playoffs, and hopefully everyone does well.
There you go. Well, not everyone can do
well. Well, true, but hopefully, plays their best, you know.
There
you
go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Makes it interesting, I guess. Thank you. Has fun.
Sir, here's your time.
Nothing much. I mean, my final thoughts are just, you know, I enjoy the competitiveness of the league.
Could not tell.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I've come from other leagues where...
Yeah, I get it.
You look at them the wrong way and there's a flag.
The competition is just, in Toppers, yeah, like I said, night and day difference.
There's no competition for the competition.
Yeah, and I thoroughly enjoy that, obviously. And, you know, that's pretty much it.
Glad to hear. That's all. Yeah. You enjoy yourself, that's all.
I'm good, yep.
Patrick, the floor is yours.
Well, you know, I'm looking forward to this playoffs, this championship weekend. First of all, because I'm in there, finally. It's been a long time.
It's been a minute.
It's been a while. But I thought this was a good season. Football feels like it's back to normal now. No masks.
Mm-hmm. And, for sure.
Yeah, that's exciting.
So it is. I mean, we started the year off doing protocol and check-ins and stuff. And
yeah, we had to set up the fence, and we don't need that anymore.
Yeah. And so, you know, once I get my car fixed, everything will be back to normal.
Yeah, so sorry to hear about that.
It's all right. You know, it could have been a lot worse.
True. It definitely could have been a lot worse, so I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm going to basically piggyback off of that. Like, this season has been really, really fun. For me, like, I got to meet a whole bunch of new cool people. Like, I you know, you've heard me on other podcasts and talking to new people. You are two new people that I'm enjoying in my life that we're having a great time with. And that's what football's all about. We talk about it all the time. Football is family. You know, we're more of like a family / drinking league that plays football sometimes for the most part. And that's what I love about it. And I love that the playoffs, anything can happen. Like I said, mm-hmm. I said earlier, we always think it's going to go chalk. It never, ever really goes chalk, right. Except for in D6, apparently. But I don't think it's going to go chalk in D6 after this week. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to see, like, I think it's going to be like 1-3, and that's really cool too, you know? And who knows what's going to happen? A lot of stuff can happen. I just want to make sure that nobody gets seriously hurt. Like, mm-hmm. Everybody stays as safe as possible. Do we know what the weather's going to be like? Is it going to rain?
I think it's raining.
It's supposed to rain. Like, yeah.
Really we Wednesday cursed the shit on it when we were all like gloating about it. It was like, hey, it's been perfect all year.
Yeah.
Now it's just going to be a tornado.
The most important time.
Right.
Well, we've already played through a tornado for anybody who played after about 1:30 last week.
Yeah,
anyway,
that's true. But
yeah, so many cool names out there. Like, a lot of good people out there. Like, we're going to have some surprises for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Some really good surprises. And I don't know exactly what they're going to be. And that's the excitement for me. Like, I mean, I think the fact that my team's even playing at noon is part of the excitement. No, it is. Like, it is. Like, if you had asked me 2 weeks ago, I was like, man, we're just going through the motions and it's just nothing's clicking. And then all of a sudden, everything clicks. It's like, okay, well, now maybe we do have a shot at this. Right. It could be really exciting. And we get to play just another great team. And great people, great memories. And I, for one, cannot wait to see how it ends up. So thank you, everybody who's been listening for however long this has been. I should probably have checked that. We still got to get a clock, but these are what we're going to call off-season improvements at this point. yeah, okay. Oh, my God. How did we get to an hour and a half?
Oh.
Whoops. Wow. Swing and a miss there. All right, cool. So anyway, we got to get out of here. Thank you, everybody who spends 90 minutes of their lives listening to me talk about a social co-ed touch football league. Lauren, Steve, thank you for coming on. Thank
you for saying Of course. Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thank you for not setting anything on fire. No, I'm kidding.
They haven't left yet.
That's cool. Topper, thank you for...
Burn it.
Thank you for allowing us to come over to your house.
Sure.
And...
Yep.
And meet your dogs. I'm all about the dogs.
next time you'll bring yours, and it'll be just ridiculous. So yeah, like I said, finals are coming. If you don't have a game, come out anyway, hang out with your friends, and have a good time, watch some really good football, and we're gonna have some champions soon to talk about, and we'll be back next week. Thank you, everybody. Bye bye.
Tremendous heights. A wave crashes off of a cliff in Scotland. A child bites an apple, but the core is rotten. TV is free, but what is the cost? We have GPS, and yet we're still lost. A carrot in the desert, a camel in the garden, a man with giant ears begging your pardon. What if a garbage man was actually smart? A common misconception that we're tearing apart. Into a dog, dog food is just food. Into a sock, a mansion's just a big shoe. A milk dud sitting in the acid rain. A house cat addicted.
unlimited floss. These are just a few of our incredible thoughts.
Incredible thoughts, incredible mind. Too many great ideas inside. It's a miracle my head can contain them. My spectacular brain for all of humankind. Changing how we think about space and time. Now it's time to share them with the people.
So incredible. A ballerina waits for the bus. A number one dad trophy covered in rust. A nun ducked to basketball, living the impossible. A man breaks his leg inside a hospital. We just thought of that, and it could change the world. We're like a smart oyster full of pearls. Such as an ultrasound of a new baby with a Santa hat drawn on. Yeah, that's my kind of Christmas card. What if a butterfly was made out of butter? These small thoughts could destroy Big Brother. The world's cutest kitten just hugging a dog. Just one of many of our incredible thoughts.
What if one thought could cure the people? What if one song could end all evil?
Imagine if a fish could play guitar and also sing. It would sound bizarre, like
my name is Mr. Fish.
Yeah,
these
yeah.
guys' thoughts have granted my wish. Oh,
and
yeah.
that may have just changed the course of time.